This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, pick it up. Energy Time weekend is here. It's a three-day weekend for some of y'all in the United States, of course, with Memorial Day and a reason to celebrate and thankful. Be thankful for all those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom here. And, of course, if you need a little bit more energy, Super Don's got your energy hanging. Or wait, is that doesn't sound right, Super Don.
Is my energy hanging?
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
Is it showing?
Is it showing? We're heading into the weekend regardless. And, in fact, speaking of energy, we've been teasing the Increase Your Energy Summit, and it finally happened. Today is the day.
I know, right? I think we were both kind of just dancing to Jake. Yay! It finally happened.
Yes.
But if you haven't seen it, all you got to do is go to tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit, sign up, and then you will be able to go to a replay page to go back and see the interview that you did with Steph Jensen, and she's going to be actually doing a replay of the entire summit starting on May 27th. So you sign up right now. Anything that you may have missed the first time around, you're going to get to see again. So sign up, tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit, and I think there's like 15 or 20 different interviews with different people in different modalities with different information on how to increase your energy. So just go there, sign up now, and you'll get to see Robert Scott Bell finally.
Right, which you'd watched for 10 minutes and fell promptly asleep.
I did not fall asleep.
No, I'm just teasing. Listen, I'm getting information out that's very different, or a little bit different. I'm not sure how different, but it was definitely when I finished that interview with Steph, I said, gee, I don't think I've ever said that on the air. So there are definitely some things. If you think you've heard it all from Robert Scott Bell, you haven't. Get on the Energy, Increase Your Energy Summit. And with that, the energy we have left before the weekend, we're going to turn it over to Captain Morgan to do a little bit of Freshman Friday. I hope she doesn't ask me any hard questions.
Oh, do I ever do that?
You are the toughest questioner ever, and I love you for it. It's great. So what do we got going on into this weekend? You got enough energy to ask the questions?
I have all the energy. So I don't know what Super Don's been drinking, but it's not as good as my coffee. I've had some, on a more serious note, some pretty real conversations with people in my own life that I know, mutual friends of ours, and also my own doctors about what ongoing inflammation does to our bodies. And I would love if we spent Freshman Friday diving into what are the alternatives to all of the nasty drugs that the doctors want to put us on. Bless their hearts, because they're just trying to save us from cancer.
Oh, right, right. By giving you cancer. That's the sad irony. Listen, we're going to cool inflammation just to let you know with John Rappaport this hour. A lot of articles to review this week with him. Also, a raw milk update from Liz Reitzig next hour. But Freshman Friday, we're going to start talking inflammation. Now, the doctors will acknowledge this, Captain, and I know you'll know this because they'll say, listen, we got to get this inflammation under control. We got it. I mean, this is dangerous. We can't have you be in this inflamed state. So we can start with that and say we agree with the doctors. But under control and completely eliminating the reason for the inflammation are two different things. Because you can control inflammation with a drug, as you know. The drug can suppress it, and it can be life-saving in certain critical circumstances. But the long-term ramifications or repercussions of suppressing inflammation with a drug is typically liver kidney damage, you know, the detoxification organs, or tissue integrity corruption. That is, the lining of the gut is ultimately destroyed, and then they start, you know, cutting on you with a knife or however they do it, whether it's laser surgery. I don't know what they do nowadays. But in any case, they're managing it or controlling it. But they're really not addressing the underlying reasons for it. And this is where doctors are ill-prepared because they haven't been trained as to the true cause of inflammation. They might know of a pathway and say, oh, my gosh, look at that thing is expressing this way and it's going to there. And that's what we got to take care of that chromosome. Right. And they'll say, look, can we genetically engineer that out? Or we would, as a, I would, as a homeopath, more holistically inclined, ask the question, what is in there that shouldn't be in there that is triggering this inflammatory cascade? You know, outside of a wound associated with an injury, a sudden onset, an acute, you know, trauma of some kind that creates acute inflammation that you're over in a few days, to a chronic state of constant, chronic, repetitive inflammation that never seems to go away. Why is that happening? What repair mechanism is being altered or halted in some way where we can't get past that initial phase to truly recover cellular integrity? Have the doctors talked to you about that at that level?
My doctor and I had a pretty raw and honest conversation that covered all of those things, and she is totally open to me doing alternative therapies in order to actually bring nutrition or bring healing to the cells and things like that, but she is not equipped to do so. I would need to go someplace else to do that. But in the meantime, she is concerned about the fact that I deal with chronic inflammation, and I am so proud of myself celebrating over a month and a half now, completely pharmaceutical free, possibly for the first time since I was 9 years old. So that's a really big deal, but we can't just let the inflammation sit there.
No, so, are the inflammation markers indicating a lot of activity there, or is it just symptoms that are indicating to you that you may have some ongoing lingering inflammation?
The markers on my blood tests are up a little bit, but not crazy. And I do have some symptoms. So it's like we can see it, we can feel it, but it's not preventing me from living a pretty good life on a day-to-day basis. So I don't feel pressured to, you know, go running for more drugs, but at the same time, you know, she did a pretty good job of scaring me, and I've heard others say the same thing, that long-term inflammation, you know, can lead to different forms of cancer. So
right.
If I can kind of live with some daily discomfort, it's not good to just kind of grin and bear it, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, that's the thing, though, long-term use of drugs that control inflammation can bring on cancer as well, sometimes even more rapidly than the low-level chronic inflammation.
Yes, yes, yes. We know you hate drugs, but you're avoiding the question, what do I put into my body that is not a drug that's going to help it?
I wasn't avoiding the question. I'm making sure people understand the context. That's me, Mr.
Context. You're like 15 minutes into Freshman Friday. I want a solution beyond more turmeric.
Wow, now. I want it now. All right.
I do. I'm a millennial.
Millennial
deliver.
Thing. Give it to me now, right? Well, did you say
all right,
that?
How about silver? Silver helps with inflammation.
Yes, but site specifically. Just so you know, if there are inflammation markers that are systemic, in other words, just we can't pinpoint one area, it's a little bit everywhere, the silver will help, but it's not going to take and put a fire out unless, for instance,
CBD helps with inflammation.
CBD does help with inflammation. That's very true, and that is is more systemic. But, you know, when we talk about GI inflammation, we have to deliver the silver there. But if we're talking about systemic inflammation, one of the biggest finds recently is, as you, a lot of people have been hearing about, is turmeric. As an herb or a spice, it's an Ayurvedic medicine, and it seems to have a systemic benefit toward generalized inflammation all over the body. And of course, it's not one dose and you're out. You really have to, you know, build, keep it coming into your system consistently to reduce those inflammation markers. Have you been using turmeric regularly?
Turmeric, it's so hot right now. I can't eat any more turmeric. That's a quote from Zoolander.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. I thought that was you talking.
But literally every health magazine I've picked up, as I go to the Natural News website, the Epigenetic Lab website, everybody is promoting their turmeric products and how to use it in cooking.
Yeah.
I douse my poor husband's dinner in turmeric every night. I personally feel like it does some other weird things to my system, though, which we don't need to talk about on air. But, you know, I haven't noticed since introducing what I feel like is, you know, a decent amount into my system that it's really made much of a difference.
Okay.
So,
well, and it's one thing to add it. And even in heavy doses in the food that you eat, it's another thing to encapsulate or tablet in a higher concentration therapeutic amounts of this spice, if you will. So that's why these things like Epigenetic Labs, they have a turmeric formula. We have that at home and take it. But this is the idea, is then taking it up to another level that's beyond emeralds, taking it up a notch in your food. So yeah, exactly. So the concept is still sound, and I think it's can still be of some help to you. The other thing, of course, we've talked about essential fatty acids. Omega-3s are known systemic inflammation reducers. Tissue inflammation reduction can be done also with inflammation. Let's say phosphorus. We've talked about the homeopathic remedy phosphorus, and that can be used in inflammation when there's heat. There could be a fever, doesn't have to be a fever, but phosphorus is one of the great remedies that works with just a systemic inflammation scenario. Just like if you try to burn phosphorus, it's a very hot kind of scenario. But phosphorus is an excellent homeopathic remedy for that, too.
Can I throw another one in there?
Sure.
Now, wasn't that, how long ago was it? Remind me, Robert, where somebody got hammered by trying to promote cherry juice for inflammation.
Yes.
And they literally came down on them like they were trying to practice medicine without a license.
Well, and in this case, it was because of a specific arthritic inflammation, right? There are different forms of inflammation.
Right.
Like if you have gastrointestinal inflammation or colitis, it's different than gout and arthritis, right? So the inflammation is a little different. So the cherry juice concentrates tend to mobilize your ability to collect the uric acid that inflames typically the joints. But it can be inflammatory to the skeletal, beyond the skeletal system, to the circulatory system as well. So cherry juice could be a viable option. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with John Rappaport, and then Cap Morgan's got more Freshman Friday on inflammation. So don't go away. This is your cliffhanger. After the news break at the top of the hour, she'll be back, and we'll continue our discussion.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heading into the long Memorial Day weekend. Great way to do it is with John Rappaport, my good buddy from No More Fake News. And John, you had an article this week, and we're going to get into some of them that you wrote, but one of them that really caught fire is sort of a what would Jesus do moment. Would Jesus be arrested if he were alive and well and reappeared here in America and began curing stadiums full of cancer?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, of course, the answer to that question is he would be arrested. And he would be charged with practicing medicine without a license. That would be the charge. And then, of course, there'd be all kinds of propaganda that would come out and say that, you know, these people were religious fanatics who were deluded into believing that they were cured when actually nothing happened. And Jesus was doing great harm because he was keeping these people from getting toxic chemo and radiation.
Wait, John. Real medicine. It's called real medicine.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Real medicine.
Right? That's what they always say. Real medicine. Yes. How do you know it's real, by the way? Well, because it can kill you. That's why.
Right. And if that isn't real, what is?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I know, but it was a great perspective for folks. And, you know, we talk about the, I guess, the high ideals, I would call what we love about this land, the origin of this idea called America, much less the nation, was this concept of spiritual freedom. Not the freedom of a church to ask permission of the government to exist on a 501c3 status, but, you know, that whole idea, like I like to bring up, why do you ask permission when none is required? But the government insists, and the corporations that run the government through the oligarchy insist that, yes, you have to ask permission. There is no freedom unless we grant it to you, and then we'll call that privilege a right just so you feel good about it.
Exactly. And then you have to apply for a license in order to practice freedom, especially in the case of healing. And that's the point. One of the points of the article was the difference between licenses and contracts, that you could have two people who get together and decide that one is going to be the, quote, practitioner and the other is going to be the, quote, patient, and they're going to do whatever they do. And it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong. There's not going to be any lawsuits or appeals to the government in the aftermath. These are responsible adults. And, you know, somebody's got a water well, and he's going to treat somebody else's arthritis with the water. And, you know, people can say, well, this is crazy. No, it's just what two people decide to do. And they have the right to be wrong or the right to be right. And it doesn't require a license. It only requires a contract. So the government is terrified of this idea and will do anything to stop it. For example, and I didn't cover this in the article, but there have been many so-called buyers clubs around the United States, including raw milk buyers, where the people who join the club sign a contract. And basically they say, we want this product or that product, and we're going to buy it, and we're going to use it to try to improve our health or heal whatever is wrong with us. And no government intervention is required. Well, that would upset the entire apple cart if that were permitted to go on, because people would eventually begin to realize, hey, this is all about agreements and contracts that I make. It has nothing to do with licenses, and the government, you know, doesn't have any right to stick their nose in.
Well, we're talking about stepping out of what's called the public domain, and unless you think it's just this space outside of your home until you get to another private residence or business, the public domain is kind of this artificial reality where the government claims ownership of everything and controls your behavior based on that. And so a private license or private contract, which is, you know, an appropriate place for a license, because let's just say, you know, I want to help somebody, somebody wants me to help them, I would ask for permission. I don't want to violate their rights of self-determination. You want me to help you? Okay, let's enter into an agreement. This is what I'm going to provide to you. This is what you're going to provide to me. And in the corners of the contract, there's no, there's no intrusion allowed. Third parties are not invited in, which is, you know, the government's so-called purview automatically when you're in what they call this nebulous public domain matrix.
Yes, that's a very good point. Exactly. So the government can define pretty much whatever they want to define as public domain. So, of course, they define medical practice or the practice of curing disease as public domain, which they control, quote, on behalf of the people. You know, so we're acting on your
we're looking out for you. Here's looking out
for
you.
Yeah, we're looking out for you. Exactly.
All right, stand by. We're up on a break. John Rappaport is my guest this hour, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Can't think of a better guy to hang out with on the way there. And we'll get back out and in of the of that public domain and help you navigate that terrain after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Concepts of taking it outside of the realm of where government limits your reality. This is a big part of what John Rappaport has been doing for so many years. And not only governments, but it could be any entities that want to control your reality. You come into agreement with it, whether you're aware of it or not. It could be unconscious, it could be conscious, it could be subconscious. I don't know, but John's helping you break that cycle, and we appreciate you so much, John. NoMoreFakeNews.com, articles we have published here as well at RobertScottBell.com. A little bit more discussion on this concept, because it is a mind blower once you realize that everything you do unconsciously may be engaged in limiting your freedom.
Absolutely. So in this a theoretical case that I posed in the article, would the government let Jesus cure cancer? They would say, well, where's your license? Can you practice medicine? Because this is medicine. You're trying to cure people of a disease that you have no right to do this. You know, it's illegal. In fact, I sat in on a court case many years ago, horrendous experience, but my experience was nothing to the defendants. This was in Los Angeles. He was a guy that was selling a substance to treat disease. Whether or not he was actually saying that, but he was making some health claims. So he was arrested. And he was arrested for practicing medicine without a license, and he was put on federal trial. And so I watched in the courtroom as the government lawyers came in with these carts stacked high with giant law volumes. And this young guy, the defendant, was sitting at a table alone because he decided to defend himself.
Mm.
And so he requested of the judge, he said, I want to present evidence that the substance that I was selling is A, naturally produced in the body, and B, has benefits, which I can do. And the prosecutor got up and said, objection, that's not why we're here. That has nothing to do with the case. And the judge said, you're right, objection overruled. The only issue here is whether you're practicing medicine without a license. That was the end of the trial.
So when Jesus, into his defense, says, look, I was in a stadium full of 50,000 people. They had cancer. They no longer have cancer. What would you say? The argument for the plaintiff says, that's irrelevant, Your Honor. You know, don't allow it. The judge says, you're right. This is not about whether people got well or not. That's irrelevant. And you're thinking, as a normal human being, if there is such a thing, what do you mean that's not relevant? Isn't that the point? But in that realm, it's absolutely not the point.
That's right. That's right. It doesn't matter. 50,000 people are cured of cancer in 10 seconds. Irrelevant. Doesn't matter. We're not even here to consider that issue. And in the trial that I sat in on, this kid was sentenced to several years in jail. That was the verdict. Bang. He went to jail. There was no trial. There was no hearing of any kind. And this would be the same in this, you know, theoretical case of Jesus curing cancer. You go to jail, you have no license, we don't care if you cured anybody, we're not even considering that, it's irrelevant. The only issue is, do you have a license? Now, if you do have a license, you can kill people indiscriminately.
Sure.
And say that, you know, this is just part of the practice of doing medicine because nothing's perfect.
Well, license to kill was not the exclusive domain of 007. And of course, as well, the restriction on your practice is very real in a license scenario. You've gotten granted a special privilege. You've been elevated in status, at least from an ego perspective, above all others, because you can do something no one else is allowed to do. Yet when you decide, my gosh, the things I have been doing according to my license and according to what these boards say is a standard of care is killing people, I would rather do homeopathic medicine, detoxification, intravenous chelation to remove metals and reverse autism. Suddenly now that license comes back to strangle you.
That's right. They could revoke it, and there's a chance that they would revoke it. And you have to be very clever and knowledgeable and well-supported and legally assisted and so forth to be able to fight off what can come down the pipeline at you if you are a doctor. And furthermore, if you are a member of the fraternity, meaning you have a license, and then you begin to write or publish or speak out against the medical cartel, then you could be in tremendous hot water. All kinds of blackballing and blacklisting and maneuvers could be mounted against you. So that's right. The license is not a picnic.
No, it's not actually granting you any freedom. It's granting you a restricted ability to move about a medical cabin in a way prescribed ultimately by the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. In this case, those are the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So fascinating article this week. It's catching fire. I hope y'all read it. And we have it at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you as well to nomorefakenews.com. Now, speaking more about medical stuff, medical propaganda, headlines for gullible minds Who are you trying to upset with this article, John?
Anybody I can, pretty much. What I did was I went to a website called, let's see, what is it called here, Medical News Today, because they list lots of medical headlines. You know, like a lot of other websites, their job is to keep you up on stories of what's happening in the medical world and, you know, just long lists of headlines about this and that and the other thing medical. And, you know, for a long time I've known this. Medical stories are concocted basically by PR people who work for various medical agencies and universities and research labs, pharmaceutical companies, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, this propaganda campaign, which is what it is basically launched and maintained in order to give people the idea that really good things are happening, breakthroughs are around the corner, the best, you know, advances, and life is going to be much better very soon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of these. So I just picked out some medical headlines from this particular website just to show you that on a moment's reflection, you realize what preposterous nonsense this all is. For example, how does poor sleep affect our ability to learn? A study investigates. So then I write, well, poor sleep makes it harder to concentrate the next day. End of study. Thanks. We're newly enlightened. Where's my check?
Yeah, it's like we Super Don and I have been saying, where's our money? Because we figured this out a long time ago. And so, John, when we report on these stories, we call them moments of duh. You know, or, you know, and we call that, what does Super Don say? Captain Obvious is in the building.
Here's another one. Headline. Loneliness may harm sleep quality for young adults. And then I write, another stunning revelation. The boy is lonely. He doesn't sleep well. We never would have imagined such a connection without a meticulous study. You know, somebody's paying for this. Somebody's got a grant. Somebody's doing whatever you want to call it. Certainly not research, and it's published. And it becomes a medical headline. And people who are gullible say, wow, okay.
So next headline we shall expect from this, John, is lonely young men suffer from Ambien deficiency. Film at 11, right? I mean, this is where it's going, right? What are you going to do? How are you going to treat it?
Exactly. Sure. Here's another one. Chronic pain amplifies the brain's reaction to new injuries. So I write, the insights keep coming. A person already in a state of chronic pain reacts more severely to new pain than a person who isn't suffering from chronic pain. I mean,
yeah, give them a Nobel Prize and a trip to Disney. That's great. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
But again, this, what does this do when you talk about the gullible mind? Are they expecting us to read that and go, my gosh, science is really making inroads. We just got to keep supporting them, sending our money there, get those taxpayers funding this stuff.
Yeah, because it's a study. So therefore, this is serious stuff. It isn't just you know, an idea. This is backed up by meticulous research. So you could say anything, you know, blah equals blah. A new study proves this. And there's a lot of people who are going to say, well, that's important simply because it's a study. It brainwashes people into just accepting all studies as important science that ordinary people would have no way of confirming or knowing on their own. Common sense doesn't apply. All we are able to do as civilians is pay attention to the scientists and bow down to them. That's basically, you know, what they're doing with those. But then there are other kinds of studies, like I lumped two headlines together here. Large meta-analysis identifies new genes associated with intelligence. And then another one, genes responsible for severe congenital heart disease identified by researchers. So I had a long comment about that, and I'll just kind of boil it down. I've been watching these stories for, you know, more than a decade, and I know you have too. Anything about genes that you read about, you have to keep in mind, first of all, that there is no single gene therapy for any disease across the board that is successful. It doesn't exist. There is no way that you can say with any kind of disease, walk into your doctor's office, say, give me the gene therapy that will cure me of this, because it doesn't exist. But in the meantime, there are all these articles about it's coming, it's happening, we're making progress, it's great, soon we'll be here. And so these articles are floated sometimes to raise money for biotech companies that want investors in research projects, and other times just to kind of brainwash the public into believing that this research actually means something. Whereas you could say, look, you say you've identified the genes associated with intelligence. Okay, so let's see you do something to somebody with genes. We'll give them an IQ test. Then you inject genes, or you turn on genes, or you turn off genes, whatever it is that you think you can do. And then let's give them another IQ test. And let's see whether you can really do this for 500 people. Otherwise, just shut up and let me know when you've got the actual treatment, which, of course, doesn't exist. So that's what's happening all over the place. You can verify this yourself. Just look at some medical headlines.
Sure. Well, these promising gene studies are nothing more than to remove the Federal Reserve notes from your genes and put them in their genes. So we're going to take a break here. John Rappaport wrote about a loophole in lawsuits against vaccine manufacturers. Is there one that could allow some recourse to clamp down on the pharmaceutical industry promising new drug treatments? We're going to get into that after this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery, yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can you predict the market?
No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage.
Introducing MarketVulture.com.
Don't get caught off guard.
Market Vulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one Market Vulture user put it,
"Wow, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you want to bring down an elephant, you need an elephant gun. Of course, you don't want to be standing next to the elephant because it'll fall on you and kill you. This happened recently with a hunter. We talked about that. I don't know if we mentioned it on the air, but John Rappaport is adept at finding out the right weapons, even nonviolent ones, to bring down the bad guys. And we're paying attention here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Latest article talking about a way to target the drug companies. Maybe a shareholder lawsuit could do things that the government and the FDA would never do.
You bet. Now, a shareholder lawsuit simply means that somebody owns, could be just one share of stock in a company, and he has the right to file a lawsuit. And he has, in other words, what they call standing. He can do this. And this has happened recently with a company called NewLink, who has a vaccine or a drug, depending on how you want to define it, supposed to produce benefits in cancer patients. So this shareholder in the company, Ricky Eli, decided to sue. And so what he discovered was that in the lead up to the approval of this drug by the FDA, there was some real hanky-pank going on in the clinical trials. Certain phase produced no encouraging results whatsoever, but the drug company went on and did another phase of clinical trial data, and of course began hyping and promoting how good this whole thing is looking to the shareholders. And, you know, the shareholders are saying, well, I've got the stock. It looks good. I should keep holding the stock, or maybe I should buy more, and so on and so forth. But no, the whole thing collapsed. The whole thing, the drug was a failure, et cetera, et cetera. So in addition to that, he discovered that some of these executives in the company actually sold their own personal shares during this period of hyping how good the drug was going to be. They sold 1,154,161 shares worth $39.9 million, which would have turned a very nice profit for themselves. So he is suing those executives directly by name. Well, this is a very interesting strategy, because you don't have to be rich necessarily to do this. You can own one share of stock in a company. Of course, you have to hire a lawyer, but some of these lawyers will work on contingency. So this is a viable strategy.
But the idea that somebody on the inside of a drug industry knows that they're hyping a drug that won't work and won't go through phase two clinical trials successfully, and then they sell their stock, I mean, that doesn't really happen in real life. That's just in the movies.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how this movie plays out here because the suit is very real. Yeah, exactly. So how many other times could a shareholder uncover such information about a drug and corruption within a pharmaceutical company and file a lawsuit? This is a very, very good thing.
Wow. I was just thinking about the whistleblower lawsuit against Merck by the insiders over the mumps vaccine, MMR, with the mumps where they spiked it with rabbit's blood antibodies. And I'm thinking, you know, couldn't that affect shareholder value? Couldn't a shareholder sue based on that fraud?
I would think so. I'm surprised they haven't.
Hmm.
I really am. Sure, because I'm a shareholder in this company, and they've committed gross fraud, devalues the company and the worth of the stock, so I'm suing. Yeah, if more people understood this, I think we'd see a lot more of these lawsuits.
Well, we see the death by a thousand paper cuts analogy in real life. Of course, as you said, you only have to have one share. So if you're not super wealthy, buy one share of Merck and, you know, 1,000 people to do that. And suddenly now you got 1,000 people running a class action of some kind against the company for violating, certain laws that would end up hampering the stock price or really tarnishing it. So I think, again, another brilliant, opportunity to do this in a nonviolent fashion, not relying on government agencies or bureaucrats who have been compromised.
You bet. If any lawyers are listening, take heed. There are many opportunities out there. I'm sure, by the way, that, you know, there are forces within the government that have been for some time. They're trying to close loopholes like
this. Of course.
All over the place because, you know, big money's involved.
Mm.
And so get it while you can.
Right. I was just going to think about this as we're breaking here. We're out of time. But heading into the Memorial Day weekend, I want you to think about all the soldiers who have died, not from bullets on the battlefield, but from vaccines and drugs that they were given before, during, and after the battle. And maybe you can take down Merck for them. Folks, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Always a great pleasure to have on John Rappaport. Thank you, my friend, as we head into the weekend.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Remember, everybody, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.